First Mishnah of Bechoris. Alukeach ube chamoiru shel nochi. One buys a fetus inside the chamor of a non-Jew. Vamoicheloi, someone sells it to the goy. Afa pishen rashoi, even though you're not allowed to sell a behema to a behema gasa that could be used for work to a goy, it's a certain gzera that they may come to use it on Shabbos when it still belongs to you in different fashions. A mishtatef lo, a person who is a shutuf with a goy. A cavalry man, or somebody receives from the goy the behema to deal with it, and he gets half of the offspring. All these are potim in a bechayr. Shenema, be Israel avaloi bechayim. Even the petach chamor, the firstborn male offspring of a chamor, has a kedusha, but if it belongs to a goy or even partly to a goy, there's no kedusha. Kohan levim p'turim. Also, if it belongs to a Kohen and Levi, is potter from a Kohen v'chayim. Potter, this is Shol Bamidbar, who didn't shift to his atzba. If the Kohen Levim patted the v'chayim of the Odom Bamidbar, so surely the Kedusha Levi Yishvim also should be mafkia of the behemoth Meir. Yeah. So once again, in the time of the Midbar, the Levi himself patted the Israel. But we're learning from the fact that Levi himself patted the Israel from the Pinyin Aben, that the Bechlal not only that since their Kedusha patters the Kedusha's Bechoyra, and therefore also patters their own firstborn donkeys.